From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called on those elected to parliament and the assembly of experts to act in the interest of Iran and stand against outside influences. Unofficial tallies are showing that reformists and moderates won many of the seats. President Hassan Rouhani made last year's nuclear agreement with the group of world powers a key objective of his administration. Some believe the election outcome could be interpreted as support of his policies. United Nations plans to begin aid deliveries today to more than 150,000 Syrians as a cessation, that is, of hostilities in Syria stretches into a third day. There have been, though, some claims of violence. Staffan de Mistura, the UN envoy for Syria, speaks about the truce that brought about the ceasefire.
No doubt there will be no shortage of attempts to undermine this process. We are ready for it. We should not be impressed. We should not be overly concerned. We should address it and realize that this is part of any ceasefire and certainly of a cessation of hostilities.
A Syrian opposition umbrella group known as the High Negotiations Committee says 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. The truce does not apply to the terror groups, the Islamic State, and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. Two huge explosions on Sunday rocked the center of the city of Baidoa in Somalia, 245 kilometers west of the capital, Mogadishu, killing at least 13. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, the Islamic group Amaha al-Shabaab has taken responsibility for similar attacks. Explosion came just 2 days after two massive explosions killed 25. This is VOA News. An unidentified aircraft attacked a convoy carrying suspected Islamic State fighters near Bani Walid in Libya on Sunday. There was no confirmation about who carried out the attack and whether there was damage or casualties. U.S. officials say U.S. aircraft were not involved, although both U.S. and Eastern Libyan administration are known to have carried out such attacks in the past. Western officials have expressed growing concern about the presence of IS fighters in Libya. The International Organization for Migration says it's scaling up its repatriation of African migrants suffering abuse and exploitation. Lisa Schlein has our report.
In its latest operation a few days ago, IOM returned 117 migrants to Burkina Faso, including five women and two children. IOM spokesman Itai Viriri says the migrants tell stories of horrific treatment by militias and blatant exploitation at their places of employment.
We do have examples of young men who are working in construction who every time they got paid, their accommodation was raided by militias who took whatever money they had. There was no one to then go and try and get these obvious crimes investigated.
Viriri tells VOA that IOM has received testimony from African migrants of being beaten up and threatened with other forms of inhumane treatment. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistan has executed a man who killed a powerful governor who had opposed the country's blasphemy laws. Mumtaz Qadri, a member of the police elite force, was part of a team guarding Punjab's governor Salman Taseer in January of 2011 when Qadri shot Taseer nearly 30 times in broad daylight. Qadri was hanged in prison in Rawalpindi early today. Protests broke out as soon as they heard about the execution. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says nine pregnant women who traveled from the U.S. to countries with Zika outbreaks contracted the virus and that one of them had a baby born with birth defects. CDC is following 10 other pregnant women, and Director Dr. Tom Frieden says studies are being done about the link between Zika, microcephaly, that's a birth defect, leaving newborns with small heads and other complications.
We know that Zika and microcephaly are associated, although we do not yet have definitive proof that Zika infection alone is the cause of microcephaly, although the evidence for this is getting stronger by the day.
The CDC is working with the health ministries of Colombia and Brazil, where cases of Zika number in the millions, to find out more about the complications caused by the virus. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.